Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.
Now, a ban on adverts for junk food on daytime television and online has come into effect in the UK today in what the British government is calling a world-leading action to tackle childhood obesity. So, should we follow suit here? Our reporter Una Kelly has been asking people what they think about the ban and whether Ireland should go down the same road.
People are constantly being subjected to a blizzard of different advertisements to buy things. It's very seductive. I think governments need to be a bit responsible, and I think this is a responsible move for the UK. I mean, ultimately, it comes down to personal responsibility and people being informed and educated to make the right choices, doesn't it?
Yeah, I do think it will be no harm. Children, you know, they're talking about children being overweight and not watching their diets, and I do think it is important, and we probably do eat a lot of junk food because it's much easier. It's like people said that the no smoking ban in areas would never work, and look, it has worked. So I think you can still make up your mind regardless, but I think it'll help some people, so why not?
I think it's a matter of temptation. Like, the more ads for junk food, the more temptation grows, and I can kind of see the pros and the cons of it. Like, the pros, people stop going as often and they get more healthier. And the cons, I think it is an overstep, and it should be up to the people whether or not to have the junk food.
I mean, I guess so, to be honest, so that you're not promoting bad things. But I mean, honestly, I don't think it would make much of a difference. It's a bit like the sugar tax. It doesn't actually stop people from buying anything. It just kind of, it sets a bit of a precedent that you shouldn't, which is a good move for a government, but it's kind of neither here nor there for me. I don't really mind.
Do you think it would, you know, especially for children, when you think about it, if they're not seeing that all the time, it might stop them asking parents for it?
To be honest, I think that's more the responsibility of the parents. I ask my parents for, you know, McDonald's and stuff like that all the time. Didn't mean they always get it for me. But I think, honestly, it's the parents' kind of job to just make sure that their kids are eating right.
I think it's an interesting idea. Like, it's a way to stop overindulging, but I don't think you should ban them fully. Like, I get the idea. It's a great idea in terms of stay healthy, eat healtier. But at the same time, you're allowed to have a little cheeky cheat meal.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Why not? I suppose it's all social media now, so it's mostly kids that would be looking at it. The less junk kids eat, the better.
For more on this now, let's hear from endocrinologist and the HSE's clinical lead on obesity, Dr. Donal O'Shea. Good afternoon, Donal.
Good afternoon, Katie.
Donal, we do have some restrictions on advertising junk food here, but what they're doing in the UK will go considerably further, won't it?
It will. I mean, the current restrictions we have are for mainstream media, you know, till 6 p.m. But the bottom line is that Commission and Man have done work that shows that 0% of our 16s and under engage with television as their source of media. It's all online. And even the UK legislation that's coming in is not addressing the influencer-driven marketing, because that's a whole other and a very targeted to young people way of advertising. And advertising works. And the food industry is now globally, and the processed, ultra-processed food industry is now globally bigger than the oil and gas industry put together. So it's a massive drive from the food industry to drive a pattern of consumption of high fat, high salt, high sugar foods at a young age that will set the child's, if you like, nutrition trajectory for decades. I have to interrupt it.
The Irish Heart Foundation have been talking about this today, calling for the government to introduce similar legislation here. And we have had policy recommendations, haven't we, from the Oireachtas Committee on Children?
We have, and it would all look for tighter regulation of the whole space of advertising to kids, you know, that works. We all see the ads for the 0.0 alcohols on the pitch for matches. You know, that's brand management. That's kids are seeing that. I was in Australia visiting family at Christmas, and you could see the ads, you know, for McDonald's and KFC and the like. on pitches showing, you know, six nuggets for $6.99, you know, printed onto the pitch. So that's how the industry drive consumption. Advertising is only one part of it, but it's a very important part of it, and that's why they pour so much money into it, and that's why they're funding influencers and rewarding influencers on TikTok and Snapchat to product, place and brand manage. Because if you're a kid and you're following somebody, you interpret that as a more personal relationship, and you don't feel you're being advertised to.
But it is changing your and driving, as you say, traffic towards these foods.
Absolutely.
How big a problem is it right now in Ireland, Donal?
So, I mean, at the moment, 24% of our adults and one in five of our kids. So one in five of our kids have overweight or obesity. And, you know, if you reach the age of 18, at a healthy weight, your lifelong weight trajectory is very positive. But if you arrive at 18 and you already have overweight or obesity, then you follow a very different weight trajectory. And the decade of most weight gain in life is the age of 25 to 35. So if you're hitting your 20s and you're already living with overweight or obesity, the chance of significant further gain in your late 20s, early 30s, that's what's driving the early presentations now of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure and a variety of cancers. So we're doing better than some other countries in the sense that we're leveling off a little bit now in childhood, with even a certain hint of downtrending in some of our better off areas. And again, you know, in Australia, the obesity rates are 34% in adults compared to 24% in Ireland. They're on a par with the States, and everyone is kind of saying, well, you know, with the climate, etc., would you not think it would be better? But the level of advertising, the availability of the highly processed, ultra-processed foods in the States and in Australia is striking.
I know you've argued in the past, Donal, that we should have plain packaging on these kinds of foods and products, as it happened with cigarettes. Would that make that big a difference?
So, you know, that's you have to look at what's worked in other areas of, if you like, addictive style of behaviour. And people do get addicted to the ultra processed foods in a very similar way from a brain point of view as you get addicted to any substance. So what interrupts your purchasing is access and visibility. And if the products are less visible, if they're less attractive to the 5-year-old brain, less attractive to the 10-year-old brain, and the products that are designed for the 5-year-old's palate are wrapped in wrapping that is designed to be specifically attractive to a 5-year-old's brain, and it'll be slightly different for the 10-year-old's palate and packaging for the 10-year-old's brain. And those products then are placed by agreement with the companies at particular levels so that they're at that child's eye level. It's very coordinated. People don't realise it. You just walk into your supermarket and see where the various products are and see where the ones with cartoon characters that will appeal to the 5-year-old. And then you've got the footballer or the fashion for the kind of 10 to 12-year-old. And it's all planned. It's all coordinated.
And it's, as you say, it is driving this market. Donal O'Shea, we'll come back to this again. But for now, Donal O'Shea, our HSE lead on obesity, many thanks for that.